Good morning and happy Mother's Day.
大家早，母亲节快乐。
There's a famous children's picture book called Love You Forever by Robert Munch.
有一个很有名的一个童话故事书是这个 Robert Munch 他所写的。
This book illustrates the ongoing love between a mother and a child.
那么这个故事是描述这个母亲和这个孩子之间那种持续的爱。
I enjoyed reading this book to my children when they were young.
在我孩子还小的时候，我很喜欢给他们读这个故事。
The book begins with the mother holding a new baby.
开始，这个母亲抱着这个小小的一个婴儿。
She rocks him and sings him a little song. I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
她一面摇着这个小的婴儿，一面唱这首歌。我会永远爱你，我会永远喜欢你，只要我还活着，你永远是我的小宝宝。
Now as the baby grows, as the years go by, the baby grows up, he becomes a toddler and gets into everything.
当这个小孩子长大了，成了一个学走路的一个小东西，他到处都钻，什么都碰。
The mother says, this kid is driving me crazy.
母亲常常埋怨这个小孩子让我晕头转向。
But at night,She looks at her child and sings him the special song.
但是晚上，这个母亲仍旧唱这么一首诗歌。
Then the baby grows up some more. He turns 9 years old.
那这个小孩子长到九岁的时候。
He never wants to take a bath.
他不肯洗澡。
He says bad words when his grandma visits.
他祖母来的时候还讲一些粗话。
His mother feels like selling him to the zoo.
他的母亲想要把这个孩子卖给动物园。
But at night, she goes into his room and looks at her child and sings him the special song.
但是晚上，这个孩子睡觉的时候，母亲仍旧唱那么一首歌。
Then the boy becomes a teenager.
那么到了小孩到了十几岁的时候。
The most awful time.
最糟糕的时候。
He has strange friends.
他交了一些奇奇怪怪的朋友。
He wears strange clothes.
他穿了一些奇奇怪怪的衣服。
He listens to strange music.
他听那些奇奇怪怪的音乐。
His mother feels like she lives in a zoo.
他的母亲觉得他是住在那个动物园里头。
But at night when he's soundly sleeping, she'll go into his room and sing him the special song.
但是晚上等孩子睡着了，这个母亲仍旧到他的房里唱这首歌。
Finally, the boy is all grown up and he moves into his own house across town.
终于这个孩子长大了，他搬到城里另外一个地方，他自己的房子里住。
But sometimes on dark nights, his mother drives to his house.
但是有的时候晚上天黑，他的母亲悄悄地开着车过去。
I know this sounds a little creepy. She sneaks into his house.
这个母亲悄悄地溜进这个孩子的房间。
She looks at her baby all grown up and sings him the special song.
她看她那过去的那个小婴儿现在已经长成大人，她还是照样地唱那首歌。
At last, his mother gets old and becomes very sick.
后来这位母亲老了也生病。
She tries to sing to her son, but she is not able to finish it.
她想要唱这首歌，她总是没办法完成这首歌。
So her son, who learned the song very well, holds his mother close, rocks her in his arms, and sings him this song.
她的这个儿子对这首歌记得非常熟，他反而过来把他的母亲抱得紧紧的，对他的母亲唱这首歌。
I'll love you forever. I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be.
我会永远爱你，我会永远喜欢你，只要我还活着，你永远是我所喜爱的母亲。
And then that night he returns to his own house and he goes into the room where his own new little baby girl is sleeping.
那么那天晚上，这个儿子回到他自己的家里，他自己的那个小女儿也睡着了。
He now takes his own daughter in his arms and sings her, I'll love you for always. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
儿子把他自己的女儿也抱在怀里头来唱这首歌。我永远爱你，我永远喜欢你，只要我还活着，你永远是我的小宝宝。
The love between a parent and a child has come full circle.
这个亲子之爱实际上是走了一个完整的圈子。
And the love begins all over again.
那么这个爱的故事又重新开始。
We simply cannot underestimate the power of a forever love from a parent to a child.
我们无法轻看这个亲子之间那种反哺的爱，那种带来的那种能力。
And this beautifully reminds us of the everlasting love that God has for His children.
这也让我们联想到神爱他自己的那个子民。
That we now reciprocate to Him and return to the Lord in full circle.
作为他子民的，我们也可以把这个爱反哺来爱神。
This morning our worship is about change.
今天早上的敬拜，我们的信息是关于改变。
Youths go through huge change and transformation from the crib to college.
孩子们从婴儿的那个床到上大学，经历过极大的改变。
And mothers and fathers change along with them.
那么做父母的也跟着孩子一样的改变。
We live in a complex and confusing time in society where war and terror changes our sense of security.
我们住在一个非常复杂、非常令人困惑的一个时代，战争、暴力、恐怖事件改变了我们的安全感。
Where relativism and pluralism has overshadowed scripture and faith.
那个相对性和多元性主义蒙盖了那个绝对真理所带来的那个信念。
Where even marriage is being redefined by courts.
甚至我们的婚姻也被这个法庭来重新定义。
And as we face the changing times in our life, in our changing family, in our changing society, we will surely encounter turbulent trials and hardships that seem unbearable.
在我们面对生活的改变、家庭的改变、社会的改变，我们必定会经历那些难以承担的一些苦处和试炼。
They will tempt us to give up.
那么这些试炼会让我们放弃,
to check out and to quit.
让我们完全的灰心气馁。
But our scripture this morning reminds us to persevere so that we may become mature and complete.
但是今天的经文告诉我们，我们要在这种试炼当中要蛮有忍耐。
James 1, beginning with verse 2, let us read altogether verse by verse in alternate language.
雅各书第一章，从第二节到第八节，我们一起来念。Let's
read together. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
我们的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。Because
you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
因为知道你们的信心经过试炼就生忍耐。
Perseverance must finish its work so that you may become mature and complete, not lacking anything.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全、完备、毫无缺乏。
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神。
But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪被风吹动翻腾。That
man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord.
那样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。Now
let's notice several things about trials.
请大家注意有几点关于试炼的这个功课。First,
trials are inevitable.
首先，试炼是不可避免的。James
does not say if you face trials. He says whenever you face trials.
雅各没有说如果我们面临试炼，雅各说。 任何时候我们遇到试炼的话,
we can expect to have them. Some of us will have more of them.
我们可以期望这些试炼的发生, 有些人可能可以经历更多的试炼,
trials of many kinds.
各式各样不同的试炼。
James does not mention the source. Do trials come from Satan or from God or from others?
雅各没有提到这个试炼的来源, 也许是从撒旦而来。 或是从神而来，或从其他的人而来。
Are they internal struggles, external forces, or results of sin?
这些试炼是内在的一个挣扎，还是外来的一个力量，还是罪所带出来的结果？
James simply recognizes that trials will come in many forms. No one enjoys it.
雅各 单单的指出这些试炼是各种各样不同的形态，没有人喜欢经历这些。
Hey, let's face it, stuff happens.
我们可以面对许许多多发生在我们生活上的事。
Broken relationships.
关系的破碎。
False accusation.
被人诬告。
Liable lawsuit.
因为有责任而被控告。
Pink slips.
裁员。
Extended unemployment.
长期的失业。
Bankruptcy, tax audits.
破产，查税。
Broken bones.
骨折。
Failing health.
失去健康。
Sickness, cancer.
生病，得炎症。
Natural disaster.
天灾。
Hurricanes.
龙卷风。
Tsunami.
海啸。
Wildfire.
野火。
Unexpected losses.
失去我们的亲人。
Failure.
失败。
Bad report cards.
一个不好的成绩单。
Rejection letters.
被拒绝的一封信。
Car accidents.
车祸。
Consequences of poor choices.
一个不好的决定所带出来的后果。
Getting tired.
疲倦。
Getting old.
老了。
Persecution.
那么这些被外来的一些控告。
Being ridiculed.
被人所耻笑。
Discouragement and depression.
受沮丧，被人所轻看。
Stuff happens to all of us.
这些是发生在我们生活上每一天所经历到的事情。
We are not exempted from trials because of our faith.
我们有信心，但我们不能够免于这些试探。
Stuff happens in life.
那么在我们的生活中间，这些事情会发生。
Whether we are far from God or near to Him.
即使不论是我们离神很远，或者是与神很近。
Changes happen in life.
在生命里头有着许许多多的改
变。They quench our joy and stretch our faith.
他把我们的喜乐给夺去，让我们的信心受到那种疼折。
But Billy Graham once said, "Mountaintops are for views and inspiration, but fruit is grown in the valleys."
Billy Graham 他曾经说过这么一句话，说山顶是让你去看风景，去得这些启示。而是那个山谷里头真正的让你结出这些很好的水果。
So these trials in the valleys of our life can and should bear God's fruit.
所以这些在我们生命的低潮里头所经历的这些试炼，可以让我们在生命上结出那美好的果子。
Not only are trials inevitable, but secondly, trials are to be considered with all joy.
不单单这些试炼是不可避免的，而且雅各告诉我们要把这些试炼当作大喜乐。
When trouble comes and when your brother breaks a leg, you would not exclaim, "Praise the Lord!"
当你的弟兄骨头给折断了，你不会去大声的讲啊，感谢神，感谢神。
An expression of happiness at a time of tragedy and misery is unnatural and perhaps inappropriate.
在别人受苦受难的时候。表达非常的喜乐，好像是一个非常不自然也不应该的一件事情。
We cannot ignore and trivialize our hard times.
我们不能够小看轻看这些受苦受难的一些经历。
But notice that James does not say enjoy it.
但是雅各并没有说去享受这样子的事情。
He's not saying be happy.
他不是说去高高兴兴的享受。
Rather he urges us to have a change of our attitude of joy.
而他是勉励我们有一个面对这些苦难的一种喜乐的一种态度。
Consider it pure joy.
把它看成一个纯粹的一个喜乐。
Think of it as complete joy.
把它看成一个完全的喜乐。
Count it as utter joy.
把它看成一个集中的一个喜乐。
Nothing but joy.
除了喜乐之外，没有任何的成分在。
So let's consider the audience that James is writing to here. This letter was to the Jewish believers who were scattered among the nations, the diaspora.
让我们来看一看这封信是写给什么样的人。这封信是写给那些流散在各国的犹太人，是那些流落失散的一些犹太人。
They had to leave Palestine, their comfort zone, because they had come to faith in Jesus.
因为他们信主的缘故，他们必须在那个情况之下要离开巴勒斯坦。
They had to face changes in their life because God has given them a change in their eternal destiny.
因为神在他们的将来的那个终点带来一个极大的改变， 所以他们必须要面对这些思念。
And now they face persecution and hardship.
他们要面对那些外来的一些攻击。
They could no longer do business with their neighbors as usual.
他们不能与他们的邻舍做他们平常正常所做的这些工作。
Like many of you here, they had to immigrate to a new foreign land.
就像我们中间许多人一样，他们要迁移到一个陌生的环境。
And face many hardships of such a move.
他们要面对许许多多的困难。
Yet God had a purpose. He scattered them to preach the gospel and spread the message of salvation.
然而神在他们的苦难当中有一个极大的目的，让他们能够在那个过程里头把这个福音传到外地。
In Acts chapter 8 verse 1 it said, On that day the great persecution broke out against the church of Jerusalem and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. In verse 4, those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went.
在使徒行传第八章的时候讲到，从那儿起耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹大和撒玛利亚各处，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
In Acts chapter 11, it gives us another account. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, the men of Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks also, telling them good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
使徒行传十一章也有一段记载，那些因使徒反的事遭患难四散的门徒，直走到腓尼基和居比路，并安提阿。他们不向别人传道，只向犹太人传道。但内中有居比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利里人传道，传讲主耶稣，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
So James writes to these scattered and battered believers. The first thing on his mind was encouraging them from in their times of trials and temptations.
所以雅各向这些散在四处的这些信徒写信，是要鼓励他们。
Change is often painful, but he said, "My brothers, consider it with all joy."
改变常常给我们带来很多的困苦，但是雅各告诉他们说，你要把这个试炼、这些困苦，把它看成为一个极大的喜乐。
Look ahead to the future joy instead of the present anguish.
向前面看那个未来的喜乐，而不是被自己限制在目前的这些困苦。
Find hope and trust in the Lord's purpose for your suffering.
能够在你受苦的时候，从主的那个目的上头找到盼望和信心。
In Max Lucado's book, In the Eye of the Storm, he tells this kind of charming story about a parakeet.
在 Max Lucado 的那本书《风暴的中心》里头，他讲了一个有关一个小鹦鹉的故事。
It says, Chippy, the parakeet, never saw it coming.
他说这 Chippy 这个小鹦鹉完全没有想到那个即将要来的那个灾难。
One second he was peacefully perched in his cage.
前一秒钟他还安安静静地站在他的那个鸟笼里头。
The next he was sucked in, washed up, and blown over.
下一秒钟他被那个吸尘器被吸进去，被水给冲，被那个风扇给热风给熏。
The problems began when Chippy's owner decided to clean Chippy's cage with a vacuum cleaner.
这个 Chippy 这个小鸟，这个故事开始是他这个主人想要借着机会把这个小鸟的笼子把它清干净。
So she removed the attachment from the end of the hose and stuck it in the cage.
所以他把这个吸尘器前端的那些附件把它拿掉，对着这个鸟笼就开始吸。
The telephone rang, and so she turned to pick it up.
电话响了，所以她就转个身去接电话。
She barely said hello, and then
她才刚刚说 hello, 然后就听到
Chippy got sucked in.
Chippy 这个小鸟被吸到那个吸尘器里头。
The burn owner was shocked, put down the phone, turned off the vacuum, and opened up the bag.
这个鸟的主人吓了一大跳，赶快的把这个电话丢掉，把这个吸尘器打开来，把这个小鸟拿出来。
And there was Chippy, still alive, but completely stunned.
Chippy 还是活着，但是大概受了不少的这个惊骇。
So the bird, who was covered in all this dust and soot, she now grabbed him and raced to the bathroom, turned on the faucet, and held Chippy under the running water.
所以这个 Chippy 的小鸟身上沾满了这些灰尘，这个主人迫不及待的抓了这个小鸟，很快的跑到这个浴室里头，水管一打开就开始冲。
Then she realized Chippy was shaking and shivering from the cold.
这个水相当的冷，这个主人看到这个小鸟这个浑身发冷。
She did what every compassionate bird owner would do.
她做了一个所有有这个同情心的鸟主人都会做的事。
She reached for the blow dryer.
她很快的把这个干头发的这个吹风机拿出来。
And blasted this little bird with hot air.
用这个很强的热风就对着这个鸟一下子吹出去。
Poor Chippy never knew what hit him.
这个小鸟完全没想到这一而再再而三的这些冲击。
Now a few days after this trauma, a reporter came by.
这个事情之后的两三天，有一个新闻记者跑来。
Who initially reported this story and contacted Chippy's owner? How is the bird doing?
这个记者进来问这个主人，他知道过去发生的事情，问这个小鸟现在恢复的情况如何呢
？Well. Chippy doesn't sing anymore.
Well, 这个小鹦鹉不再唱歌了。
He just sits there and stares.
他就是坐在那个地方，瞪着两只眼睛。
It's not hard to see why.
不难想象为什么小鸟不唱歌了。
Sucked in, washed up, blown over.
他被这个吸尘器吸进去，被这个水冲下去，然后被这个热风整个的被冲干。
That's enough to steal the song from any strong person's heart.
即使那个心里的再坚强的一个小鸟，这个唱歌的那个心情也会被夺去。
Are you feeling sucked in, washed up, blown over?
我们是不是有的时候也会觉得好像是被吸尘器吸进去，被水冲掉？被那个热风轰掉。
That's how we feel when we face trials and adversities.
这是当我们面对试炼的时候，我们所有的那个感觉。
Where we once sang songs and breathed life, now we, after the trauma, we just sit there and stare.
从前我们会唱歌，我们非常的安逸。当我们碰到这些试探的时候，我们真的受了不少。我们坐在那个地方，两眼瞪着，不唱歌了。
If you ever take a moment to observe, many young people have an all-purpose face that captures every emotion.
我们如果仔细的观察，我们会发现今天许多的年轻人都是带着那一个可以用在任何场合的那个表情。
It is a blank, expressionless face, a blank stare.
毫无表情的那么一个面孔，
they
瞪着眼睛看。
They just sit there and stare.
他们坐在那个地方。瞪着眼睛看。
When they're upset, this is their face.
他们心里不高兴，那就是他们的脸色。
When they are happy, this is their face.
他们高兴的时候，那也是他们的表情。
When they're excited, this is their face.
他们兴奋的时候，那也是他们的表情。
And it's not because they have no passion in their hearts, they have no heart for things.
不是他们毫无表情，或者是毫无这种感情，这种心。
They're just tired, spent, and exhausted.
他们只不过是非常的疲倦，精疲力尽。
They have no strength and no will to persevere.
他们没有足够的精力去继续的忍耐，去持久。
Stuff happened.
每一天发生了许许多的事情。
They carry their own pressures and burdens.
他们带着他们自己的那些压力和担子。
They carry their parents' pressures and burdens.
他们也带着他们父母的一些担子和压力。
They were sucked in, washed up, and blown over.
他们像是被那个吸尘器吸进去，被那个水冲下来，被那个热风轰过来。
And now they just sit and stare.
他们坐在那里，两只眼睛盯着。
Now, third, trials have a purpose and a goal.
第三点，受苦受难乃是有他自己的目的。
Know that the testing or the proving of your faith develops perseverance.
因为你们知道，信心经过试炼就产生忍耐。
Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be complete and mature, not lacking anything.
忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺乏。
Now the word test is not exactly the most enjoyable word to a young person.
考试不是年轻人所喜欢听的一个字眼。
It oftentimes brings these feelings of stress and anxiety.
常常这考试这两个字为他们带来莫大的那种压力和焦虑。
But tests can be opportunities for greater growth.
然而考试往往可以带来那个让他们成长的机会。
When we prepare for a test and we learn the material well, we may even actually look forward to going in to prove our readiness to move on to the next level.
当我们预备这考试，预备得非常的周到，我们知道这些材料，记得很清楚，我们会非常高兴的去进入那个考试的市场，去证明我们自己学到了不少。
So when the Awana children eagerly come in with their verses already practiced at home, just to demonstrate to their teacher that they can recite it, they can earn their new badge and then keep advancing.
所以我们看到这些 Awana 的这些儿童，常常在家里把这些经文都背得很好，迫不及待的要到教会，到教室里头，要向这些老师表现他们可以把圣经背出来。
Now the word testing in the Septuagint is used to describe the process of refining silver.
在七十四本里头，这个试炼这个字是用来描述炼银子的那个过程。
It is placed in the fire to burn off impurities and strengthen the silver.
是借着火把杂质除去，让银子变得更纯净。
So in the same way, God puts us through a test, not to destroy us, but to strengthen us and purify us.
所以同样的，神把我们放在试炼当中，不是要我们摧毁，而是要我们能够净化，能够变得更纯净。
The testing of our faith is the proving of our faith.
那么试炼我们的信心，也是去证实我们那个信心。
Trials develop perseverance to become mature and to become complete or whole, not lacking anything.
这些试炼可以让我们成为更成熟、更完整，能够更对神有信心。
Unfortunately, it takes a long time.
但是不幸要经过一个很长的过程。
It's a lifelong process, not an instant result.
试炼是一个一生的过程，而不是一个瞬间的达成的一个工作。
It requires serious commitment and faithfulness, stick-to-itness.
需要我们非常忠心的一个摆上，需要能够接受那个试炼而不会转向。
And the end product is not people of perfection.
那个结果不是一个完美的人。
Rather, we become people of integrity, of wholeness, who are single-minded in their loyalty and devotion to God.
而是一个非常正直无伪，一个非常完整的一个人。心里头愿意一心的为主而活。
Perseverance is meant to produce people with one heart for God.
这个很久忍耐的这个过程，是让我们能够成为一个一心为神的一个人。
Now parenthood illustrates perseverance. Babies need to grow up and mature, not lacking anything, from crawling to walking, from milk to solid food.
做父母的可以说明这个过程，一个小孩子要能够成熟，长大成熟，要经过那个在地上爬，经过那个喝牛奶，到最后能够吃大人的食物的那个过程。
Every parent wants to see their little son grow strong to become a full measure of a man.
每一个做父母的都希望他自己的那个小宝贝能够长大成人，有成人的那个身量。
And without years of training, without years of teaching them and patient endurance, that little baby cannot reach maturity and completeness.
如果没有多年的这些经历、这些训练的话，那个小孩子没有办法成为一个大人。
And perseverance is developed through trials and sorrows and joys and great investment of time and energy.
这个很久忍耐是借着这许许多的试炼、痛苦、这些磨练所锻炼出来的。
But times have changed.
但是时间不断的改变。
We have become a generation that's not inclined to persevere.
我们这一个世代已经不再讲究 这个要很久忍耐的这么一个时代。
Why not take a shortcut?
为什么不走捷径？
Why not take the fast lane?
为什么不走那个快速 lane?
Why not make it automatic?
为什么不让它变成一个自动化？
Why not opt for instant gratification, instant messaging, instant oatmeal, instant refunds?
为什么不能够用这些瞬间的哈，这些煮的吃的也好，用的电脑上的信息也好，这些瞬间就可以发生的这些东西，为什么不用那些呢？
If the class is too hard, just drop it.
如果这个课非常的难，就把这门课给
休掉。If you don't like your boss, just quit.
如果你不喜欢你的这个老板，那就把这个工作辞掉。
Get another job someday.
到另外一个地方找个不同的工作。
When we don't like what we already have, we trade it in.
如果我们不喜欢我们有的，我们可以把它就去兑换成其他的东西。
Today we must persevere through a new surrounding of trials, temptations, and threats.
今天的时代，我们要忍受这些试探、这些试炼的话，我们会面临一些新的一些变化、一些情况。
This is the hardest time to be a young person.
这是一个最难最困难成为一个年轻人的一个时代。
This is the most difficult time to be a parent.
这个时代也是一个让做父母非常困难的一个时代。
The online communities provide friendships and dangers for teens.
在电脑的网络上头常常为我们的孩子预备一些交友的一些工作。
Everyone is on MySpace and Zanga and Facebook.
每一个青少年几乎都是在那个 Zanga 或者 MySpace 这些网络上的一些网站。
Meeting strangers, complete strangers online give us serious concern.
他们可以透过网络去接近那些完全不认识的陌生人。
Safety features are inadequate or not being used.
那么这些安全的一些措施如果我们不去采用的话会完全无效。
Online addictive behaviors develop.
那么在网络上头这个上了瘾的这种现象也非常的严重。
Hours are spent on IM.
那我们都是用这种瞬时的这种即时的这种通信的方式。
You could network with hundreds of friends and strangers.
你可以在那个网络上头向上百的人同时来通信。
It's a much bigger access and threat.To the old school email and the prehistoric telephone.
对于这些只知道过去所用的电话或者是电子信的人来讲的话，这是一个崭新的一个威胁。
Posting your private life, posting images on YouTube invites vulnerability to predators and potentially dangerous persons.
把自己的生活的一些相片、自己的名字、自己的一些故事。通通把它放在网络上头，让那些陌生人来看，是一个极为危险的一件事。
Teens are facing an all-time high level of stress.
青少年今天面临许许多多让他们精疲力尽的一些事情。
In a University of Michigan study, two-thirds of high schoolers say they experience major stress at least once a day.
密西根大学做了这么样的一个统计调查，至少有三分之二的高中生都知道每一天至少有一次让他们面临极大的压力。
The experts are urging parents to make sure the kids are shifting off high gear at least once in a while and make sure that the kids are not being overscheduled.
这些专家建议做家长的能够在常常能够让孩子们从那个紧张的那种情绪底下能够得到一些松弛，得到一些放松。
45% of these stressed out kids say that they would like to spend more time with their parents, but their parents are overbooked.
有45%的青少年，这些受了不少的压力的青少年，他们愿意去跟父母有一些时间，有一些接触，但是他们的父母非常的忙。
There's an alarming rate of suicide, depression, and self-mutilation.Mutilation.
有许许多多自杀或者是在自己的身上割切伤害自己身体的这种行为非常非常的多。
More than 1.6 million American children and teens are regularly given two or more psychiatric drugs with mixed results.
有160万的青少年跟儿童还要去看心理科的医师吃这种特别的药。
In this New York Times report, it also says that 160,000 children are being prescribed four or more psychiatric drugs to deal with everything from depression to bipolar disorder.
那么至少有16万的青少年这个要每天要吃这种这种情绪非常的不平衡这种现象的这种心理上的医药。
This is the world of your children.
这是我们今天这个儿童所青少年所成长中的一个世界。
This is so difficult to stand firm in your faith and witness in a pluralistic society.
我们很难在今天这个多元性的一个世界文化的中间来教养我们自己的子女。
Evangelism is more difficult.
传福音非常的困难。
According to a George Bonner report, 100 million people in the United States today are unchurched.
那么根据 George Bonner 他的那个 statistics, 那么讲起来就是100 million 啊，那么有这么多的人是没有上教会，没有去敬拜。
So how can we as a church come alongside our youth and the families to persevere through these changing times?
所以在今天这样的时代，我们的青少年怎么样子能够跟随着父母来面对这样的时代？
If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who generously gives to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
如果我们中间有缺乏智慧的话，我们需要向神去求，那么神就会把那样的智慧给了我们。
We must pray for our young people with the cry of our heart.
我们必须带着那个哭泣的心为我们的子女祷告。
We must call upon the Lord and ask God for daily help.
我们需要每一天都来到神的面前向神求救。
We must seek His wisdom and His strength.
我们需要求神的那个智慧和能力。
We must rest on the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要依靠那个圣灵的能力。
We must believe in our Lord and never doubt and be a double-minded man.
我们必须要相信我们的神，我们不需要有那种一心两意的心。
We must run with perseverance this race marked out before us.
我们必须要恒久忍耐，能够继续不断向前面的标杆前进。
We must fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们必须把我们的眼光定睛在那个是我们信心完整的、完美的那个主。
We must never give up or give in.
我们必须永不放弃。
In verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because he who has stood the test will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him."
第十二节，忍受试探的人是有福了，因为他经过试炼以后必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。人被试探。
Parents, you have done a wonderful job raising your children, making sure that they lack nothing that they could ever need and want.
做父母的，你已经做了许许多的工作，能够让你的孩子长大。
It may have given you great pain to discipline them and communicate with them, especially in their adolescent years.
也许在你们惩罚儿女的时候，或者要跟他们沟通的时候，带着极大的困苦。
But don't be tempted to give up on them even when your own fuel tank is empty.
虽然你自己精疲力尽，但是你不要放弃。
Don't give up praying for them or discipling them or disciplining them, raising them in the faith until you see evidence of a mature and complete one heart for God.
在教养你的子女身上，在训练他们成门徒的事情上头，千万不要放弃。直到有一天你看到他们的信心在他们的身上结果子。
Perseverance must finish its work.
恒久忍耐也必有这个工作的成果。
And my young friends here who are dearly loved by me, Pastor Rocky, your counselors, your teachers, and this church.
我这些年轻的朋友们，他们被这里的同工这些老师的爱心的关照之下。
There is no easy way to follow Jesus.
来跟随主耶稣基督不是一件容易的事情。
I will not lie to you. The answers are not as simple as 1+1=2.
我不会欺哄你。那么一加一不是很简单的等于二。
You have sat in our Sunday school classes.
你坐在这些这些主日学的教室里头。
Since you were very little.
从你很小的时候，你就坐在主日学的教室里。
Many of you have asked Jesus into your lives, and you sincerely have experienced God's grace and love.
你们中间许许多多的曾经，请主耶稣基督做你自己的救主和生命的主。
But your life demands and your choices are crowding out Jesus.
但是你生活上所面临的这些压力，很多其他的事情要完成，让你没有办法专心的去寻求主。
It's hard to hear the voice of God when the world is shouting many things at you.
当这个世界对着你用着那么多的声音，那么多的这些冲击，你没有办法听到主耶稣基督跟你说话的声音。
You may have allowed some doubts to simmer deeply in you, and you feel like you are tossed like the winds of the philosophies of men.
也许在你心中深深的觉得你在这个世界上是在随波逐流，是随着这些风来吹。
But this is a long distance run, and you will not be alone.
但是这是一个长程的一个竞赛，你不是单独的在那里跑。
Don't quit seeking God for the truth.
不要停止寻求神，要继续的去追求那个真理。
You are not running alone. I've got your back.
你不是单独的在那里跑。
We're all running beside you.
我们在你的旁边与你一起跑。
Now, beloved church aunties and uncles, grandparents.
这些受人敬爱的伯伯伯母们。
You have faithfully served in this church for decades, praying for the church ministry and for our young people even when they don't even realize it.
你们已经在这个教会里头有几十年的时间为教会的事工祷告，为这些年轻人祷告。
We need your help and your support.
我们需要你的帮助，需要你的支持。
Teach them about Jesus and why you believe in him.
教导这些年轻人有关于耶稣基督，为什么你会信主？
With all your heart, share why you believe in Jesus.
从你的心里头向他们分享为什么你会信主。
Share your wisdom and your experience to this younger generation.
向这些年轻的下一代分享你的那个智慧，你的那个经历。
Mentor them and encourage them.
引导这些年轻的小孩子们。
Perseverance must finish its work.
恒久忍耐的必成其就。
Respected spiritual leaders in the church, stay faithful to the Lord's work and God's word.
那么我们期望在这个地方能够也有神的工作，能够有神的。
Serve with joy and perseverance.
那么我们在任何的侍奉上头都有这种恒久忍耐的心。
I hope you like what you're doing.
我希望你在侍奉上有喜乐。
Don't fear the trials and the risks that we have to take to become mature and complete church.
不要担心在成为完美的那个过程里头会面临着许许多多的试探。
Don't be hindered by the fear of failure or with safe compromise.
不要担心在这个过程里头会失败，而不要去这个采取妥协的态度。
When we are lacking, we need to pursue God for His wisdom and greater strength.
当我们有缺乏的时候，我们要向神来求他的智慧。
Change is hard, but change is good and right.
能够让我们帮助他们来改变他们的心。
Perseverance must finish its work.
那么恒久忍耐，必成其就。
So even though we live in a changing times, the Lord is transforming us and renewing us day by day.
虽然我们是处于一个每天都在变化的世界里头，但是神每一天都来转变我们。
So that he can use us to make a change for his kingdom's sake.
所以他能够借着我们来为他的这个国度带来一个新的改变。
We place our confidence in a heavenly Father who never changes.
我们把我们的信心建立在那个永不改变的神的身上。
In verse 17 it said, Every good and perfect gift is from above.Coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
第十七节，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for the amazing love and affection that you have for your children.
亲爱的天父，感谢你对我们的子女那种永好永那种美好的爱。
Lord, may your young people, may the parents, may this church be faithful to you.
愿你的子女，愿这些做父母的都能够在你的面前忠心。
To persevere through the changing times.
能够在一个时代改变的环境里头，能够恒久忍耐。
That we may run the race and finish the race.
我们可以一起的完成这一段路程，能够一起来完成这个永远的追求。
For your joy and your pleasure alone.
只为单单为你自己的喜乐，这样子祷告。
Father, we pray that when we feel sucked in, washed up, and blown over, Lord, that you will provide us with a new wind.
当我们感觉到好像被吸尘器吸进去，被水冲掉，被热风袭击，我们能够在你的里面能够得到一些新的一些能力。
Lord, may you use each of us to spur one another on to love and good deeds.
愿主借着我们彼此勉励。
We give you thanks in Jesus' name. We pray.
靠着主耶稣基督的名，我们这样感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.